Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And yesterday I heard on the news about a little boy and a little girl that were taken into protective custody, I guess, because their parents chose to allow them to walk unattended. I couldn't find anywhere where it said how far they were walking or if they were walking from the bus stop home, but it was in Maryland, Ellsworth Park in Silver Spring, Maryland, and a man called 911 saying that the children asked to pet his dog, and he said their clothes were dirty and they were walking around alone for 20 minutes. So then the police came and took them without notifying parents for hours. And I was trying to read and see, but it doesn't say that the police said that they picked up the children and the police coerced our children into the back of this patrol car, telling them they would drive them home. They kept the kids trapped there for 3 hours, without notifying us, before dropping them at the crisis center and holding them there without dinner for another 2.5 hours. To me, that's disgusting. I don't care if you don't like somebody's parenting skills. But if they were trying to teach the parents a lesson for whatever reason, that's sick. And that, to me, is not what the police are meant to do. And then it not only traumatizes the children. I know what it's like to be trapped in the back of a squad car because my dad used to do it to me all the time. And I wasn't in there for no 3 hours. I was in there from, hey, you missed the bus, or hey, it's raining. Get in the car, and I'm going to take you to school. But please, I'd rather walk in the rain. Don't take me in the squad car. It's embarrassing, for one. And two, you feel like a caged animal. There are no handles on the door. You can't get out. You got the cage. You got the buckles for the cuffs. Some of them did. And it's just, it's not good to me at all. And then to keep children from their parents for that long without explaining. Children need to learn to trust authority, not to be terrified of them, to have respect for them, not to be terrified of them. And if parents choose to allow their children to walk, God forbid, maybe they walk 5 blocks from I used to send my kids to the corner store, and it's maybe 4 or 5 blocks, depending on what direction, what route you take to get there. But, and I used to send my oldest one to the corner store, but it wasn't really on the corner. It was on a corner, but it, a couple blocks away. Here, go get, some pop, go get the newspaper, go get this, go get that. God, we all, nowadays, you can't do that. Why? Oh, because there's too many child abductions. And, I can understand if you're living in a crack house neighborhood, I wouldn't want to send my kids. If that's all I could afford, and I'm a single mom, I'm not going to send my kids, hey, go to the corner store and get a pack of cigarettes. No. But if you have faith in your children and you're confident in them and they're mature and responsible at age 10, 8, 6, I deal with children every day. I can tell the children that are smart, that know what to do in certain situations. And I can also tell the children that have not a flipping clue. And I go, how did you even get up this morning? And in today's society, it's all children, they can't walk the half a mile from their house to the driveway for the bus to pick them up. God forbid, they might fall down, hurt themselves. They don't dress for the weather. Oh, they'll catch cold. or parents allow them to act like that or to dress like that. And I think that if you as a parent or those parents, you know, and I didn't even know it was a movement, free range parenting movement, you're raising your kids old fashioned. Oh, to me, that's awful. Not really. But, and then you have the helicopter parents. I was never a helicopter parent. I'm not saying I was a great parent by far. I always joke with my children. I know I will never, ever win Mother of the Year award. But all my children can function in society. I mean, my 20-year-old moved from one state, drove one, two, to almost three states to start his life, not even of, you know, legal drinking age, by himself with his truck, the 13, 14 hours to a town he knew nobody, to start a job, to live his life. And sure, I was terrified for those 14 hours. And I slept with my phone, literally slept with my phone. I slept in the chair. I was like, call me the minute you get there, because if you don't, I'm going to be on the first plane and I'm going to beat the ever living crap out of you for not calling me. But I had faith in him that he knew what he was doing because we had raised him to that point. But for somebody like the police to come in and say, oh, your children were wandering around aimlessly for 20 minutes. Were they really? And I guess it must be in Maryland, because in my town, if you see children wandering around, most of the cops are going to look the other way and go, I don't even want to deal with that. And like I said, I raised my children, my two youngest ones were latchkey kids, meaning they had their own key to the house so that when they got off the bus, they walked home and they let themselves in. You know, oh, that's too young. I know a single mother who, I said, hey, you know, my two were home alone at 8 and 10. And he's 12. Oh, he can't be left alone. Why? Why? He's 12, almost 13. At 12, some cultures let their boys have to go and kill a wildebeest to prove that they're, you know, men or whatever. But oh, he can't be left alone. He won't be able to. Really? You don't have that much faith in your child that he can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich by himself? Or you're scared he's going to burn the house down because you let him run amok, or he doesn't know that fire burns and kills and destroys? What? I don't get it. But what they did to these children, to me, I totally disagree with. It's really scary to think that somebody could call 911 and say, I see these two kids wandering around, and they asked to pet my dog. How horrible. And I don't see their parents anywhere. You better pick them up because they're a danger. They're in danger. Okay, well, you can look at the big picture and say, yes, you know, it could cost thousands of dollars if they get abducted and we'd have to look for them. And it would just take too much time. So we're going to just take them and try and scare their parents to prevent, you know, a big bill in the long run. I just don't get it. I really don't. I guess I'm just thankful I don't have little children anymore. However, my grandson, sorry, kid, I'm not letting you're not getting out of my sight. For one, you're not mine and I'm responsible for you. That's my motivation. I don't want to have to answer to my daughter, to my mother to say, you know, his mother to say, I let him wander off and he never came back. I couldn't live with myself if I did that. So no, he's a different, totally different. And I will do things for him because, well, that's what grandmothers do. So thanks for listening. And I think that's it for today. Later, people.